Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're diving into Louise Hay's classic, You Can Heal Your Life. Sophie, be honest. Did you read this and think, this is either genius or completely bonkers?
Hey there, Sam. I thought it was genius, honestly. The central claim is that our thoughts create our reality, and if we change our thinking, we can heal our lives. That's the foundation she builds everything on.
Okay, and she starts with childhood. We pick up beliefs from parents and teachers, and those beliefs run on autopilot for the rest of our lives.
Exactly. They become subconscious programs. You keep getting the same results without understanding why. She calls it the law of cause and effect in mental terms.
So if you want different effects, you change the causes. And the causes are your thoughts. That's the big idea.
Right. And then she makes it physical. She connects ailments to thought patterns. Headaches are often about invalidating yourself.
And back problems are about lack of emotional support. Throat issues are about not speaking your truth. That list is surprisingly specific.
She's careful to say this isn't a replacement for medicine. It's complementary. You address the emotional root, and the body can heal itself.
Good, because that would be dangerous. Now, the self-love foundation. She says most human problems come from not loving ourselves.
And she's clear that this isn't narcissism. It's unconditional acceptance of who you are, including the flaws.
Then mirror work is the practice. You stand there and say, I love you to yourself. It feels so uncomfortable.
That discomfort is the healing. It brings up the self-judgment you need to release.
Okay, so it's not just feeling awkward. It's doing something real. Then she moves into the present moment.
The past only has power if you hold on to it. Forgiveness is the way to let go.
And she defines forgiveness as giving up all hope of a better past. That line stopped me.
It's brilliant. And it applies to your parents too. Forgiving them isn't about condoning their actions. It's about freeing yourself.
That's hard, but I get it. Then there's resistance. We cling to familiar beliefs like, I'm not good enough because they're comfortable.
Her tool is willingness. Just being willing to change, even without knowing how, opens the door.
And then affirmations. There's a technique to them. They need to be in present tense and said with feeling.
Right. And avoid negative phrasing. If you say, I don't want to be poor, your mind just hears poor.
So you say, I am prosperous. The mind only picks up the keywords. Even casual language matters.
Exactly. Saying, I'm dying to go to the bathroom, is programming your body. That one really stuck with me.
Yeah, because we're not our stories. We are the storytellers, and we can rewrite the narrative anytime.
That's the hope of the whole book, and she proved it with her own life.
Her story is intense. She went from abuse and poverty to cancer, and then she healed herself with affirmations and forgiveness.
That gives the book so much credibility. It's not just theory.
Now the responsibility chapter. That one made me squirm. She says you can't blame anyone for where you are.
She says it with compassion. Terrible things happen. She's not denying that. But blame keeps you stuck.
So you take responsibility for how you respond, not for what happened. That's the path to freedom.
Exactly. And freedom is what everyone wants.
Okay, here's my takeaway. This book isn't about curing every disease with a mantra. It's about taking responsibility for your thoughts and getting your agency back.
Agency is a beautiful way to put it.
Because if your thoughts create your reality, then you hold the keys. That's terrifying, but also incredibly empowering.
One thought at a time. And that's a hopeful message, no matter where you start.
Right? And that's the thing I'm actually taking away with me today.
If you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the lasting idea is this. You can heal your life by choosing love over fear. one thought at a time. We'll see you in the next one.